But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Monday, January 6th. J6. 2025.
Oh.
All right, just hit me. It just hit me. I know I'm sitting here wearing my anniversary shirt, but still.
This day a couple years ago. Nice morning.
Not him.
Woke up, wish Erica happy birthday.
Yeah, it was 2 years ago. Paige mysteriously called in, was not here.
We know somebody that was actually there that day. Yeah. I don't know if they participated in the full-on assault, but
there was selfies all up until the thing started, and then that person wasn't there on social media anymore. It was wild, wasn't it? It was so wild. But it wasn't like the pictures were not close. They were just in the city. Because like the pictures I remember were like not even in the district per se. It was like on rooftops with major landmarks way back in the background.
You know, I remember watching it, and I was like, I know there's going to be consequences, but how the hell are they going to find these people? By God, they found a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I heard the FBI say our resources are unlimited and our reach is endless. It's like, well, I guess it is.
Yeah, and then, I mean, then it's the trickle down where you get one low liar and, you know, and say, hey, look, we're going to let it ease on you. You're not wearing a buffalo helmet or anything. But do you know who that guy was?
That sounds like an Urban Dictionary term.
A buffalo helmet.
Yes.
Buffalo helmet. Guided from a good girl. She was a buffalo helmet. It does. You're right. Look it up. It probably is. If not, it will be by the end of the day. Somebody's going to be like, oh, man.
I know of a guy.
Just came up with a new sex move for that.
I know of a guy during that time who was bragging about maybe messing with some explosives and whatnot, Jesus, and the FBI Christ got a hold of that, and he's been in county lockup for a couple years now.
This county?
No, not this one. But
oh, okay. Wow.
A neighboring county.
My God.
I even looked it up. It says on hold by the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
I wonder how that does work where, you have to pick my words right even with this, but like when you Google something that's going on in the news, but you Google it, it's so weird. I feel like these invisible handcuffs on my mouth right now. That makes no sense what I just said, but like there's a chastity belt on my tongue.
That wouldn't be the first time.
If you that one God time I got that buffalo helmet, I had to put it on there.
Buffalo.
Where if you were, let's say something happened. Let's say what happened in New Orleans, for instance.
Yeah.
And you were like, how could this happen? And you were wanting to, you know, in other words, the things that would be needed to do. Like, now, for instance, now they're saying he had on the meta glasses where he could video himself showing it.
Well, yeah. And there were other explosives that didn't explode, right?
Thank God. So let's just say you went on Google or whatever your search engine is, and you were like looking up, like, how could a person buy this chemical or whatever? Do you not go on some kind of smaller list because you then Googled how to do it?
I'm sure you do, because for the most part, people that search that stuff don't know how to hide their tracks.
Well, I mean, if you were just doing it, like I just said, very naive, like, how could somebody even get a hold of this? Like, I'm doing it like such a white person. How could someone get a hold of this carbide, whatever, soxidium, monoxide, blackety,
what do you speak yackety of? Yack?
No callback.
Now, this is where Pete Townsend went wrong. You should type in.
Ah.
You should type in before researching.
Yes.
And then whatever you want to type in.
True. Yeah, you're right. If what he said is true, you're right. My gosh. It's weird. Isn't it weird? Just me even just asking. You know, granted, I'm on at work and words keep me employed and all that stuff. But just having to even form that question, I felt the need to lay it all out there. God, it's weird.
I can't find this guy's mugshot anymore. So I wonder if they let him go. I don't
hopefully
know how that works.
If he was, I mean.
When the FBI shows up, it ain't just a couple of them. It's a whole heap of them.
In movies, it's always two.
Oh, he had like 10, 15. They swarmed.
Good Lord.
I'm trying to think where they came from.
You ever go to a Diddy party by chance?
No.
I know there's a Greenville FBI office, right? Because of the McMillions documentary.
Oh, yeah. The guy that worked there. Oh, man.
Was that his name?
During is it COVID, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was.
I talked to one of the FBI agents there for some reason.
Was his name Johnny the Bull?
She can't say for some reason.
Well, it was something that involved somebody that was out of state.
Yeah.
This person called up and said that he had weapons and was going to kill somebody. And so I had to keep him on the phone.
Holy. At the radio station?
Yeah. It was like overnight. And I remember that I got a call from, you know, they were just checking
out. Are you sure it wasn't the female body inspector calling you? I used to have one of those shirts. My mom took it from me. I bought it at the beach. I forgot she did the laundry. So, of course, she could hate. I can't remember where that shirt went. I haven't seen it. I accidentally knocked it over in the trash can.
This was in the Stone Avenue days. Remember
those?
Yes. It's in the crisper.
So I didn't hang up the phone because I thought, well, if I hang up on this person and he actually does kill the girl that's supposed to come to the house, it's going to die.
I
feel guilty.
God, this happened on the phone?
I kept him on the phone and they traced it, surrounded him, and arrested him. God. So I don't know whatever happened, but I remember being very scared when my boss came in that day, and I said, you can't hang up this phone line.
Which boss? ZT?
Z.
I got to hear those air checks.
Yeah. Wow, really? I don't think I could ever have been scared of. He was just very...
He's chill.
Yeah.
He was cool with the whole thing.
If you're...
Our boss now is. That guy was just like... He was like the what you call like a funkle, like the fun uncle. Yeah. The one that, you know, let you smoke at like 14 or something like that.
He was really.
He was like just one of the boys and not really like one of them. You know what I mean? He was more us than them kind of thing.
If you're a cop.
It was wild.
I call you a Facebook cop, not to be derogatory, but like that's your job, right? You log on the Facebook for the station. You put updates. You try to bust hoods. On the social media, common hoods.
Take them down.
Like, do you have to, you know, when they say you got a tip on Crime Stoppers or whatever and they investigate them?
Yeah.
Do you have to do all that for social media? Like, do you have to investigate everything that comes in? Like, if a video came your way, you know?
Yeah.
Like you're talking about like a news station?
No, like at a police department.
Oh.
Because, you know, they have a Facebook cop. They're like, that's a social media cop, I guess you could say.
I think they sort out prioritize what's important.
But there got to be a lot of wild goose chases, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, look at this video, and then you got to write it back. This isn't real.
Yeah, I mean, remember the...
is real, but I don't care.
The 911 call from years ago we played where it was the guy who called 911, and what he thought aliens were in his house, but he had eaten pot brownies, and he was, like, just freaking out. And, you know, you call that in. Now, granted, people that handle 911 services are usually ready for bullcrap calls or whatever, but you still have to, I guess, keep that. All right, maybe this is real and I should because you know it is recorded, all of it.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's a, if there were a video floating around of whatever, somebody says, you know, well, I'm going to forward it to the police.
Yeah.
And the cop's like, oh my God, I've seen this video 30 times already. Mm-hmm. Like, do they have to, I wouldn't even know how you would investigate a video. Like, I just wonder,
they
like.
I'm sure they have a division, like an internet division.
Like how many legs it takes to.
Yeah. I mean, that's what, it, is that what desk work is now, I guess?
Oh, you
like in the movies, if you accidentally shot the wrong person, they'd put you on the desk for a little while or something.
Yeah.
And do they really take your badge and gun from you?
I'm sure.
I'm thinking
they do,
of Beverly Hills Cop, basically, is what I'm saying here.
They put you on desk duty, and you're like, oh, yeah. This ain't bad. It gets me indoors.
But is that Facebook duty now? You know what I mean?
Oh, that'd be worse.
I'd have to. Oh, but it would also be kind of. It'd be better than just regular filling out papers. Then you're like sitting there, like just looking at all this stuff. Like, man, y'all wacky.
Every cop I see's got a laptop. So I wonder if you just, you know.
He just typed in the air. When you say laptop, what do you mean without your hands?
You got to. Like if we were playing.
Liberace playing the piano.
If we were playing win, lose, or draw. And I just.
You did.
Could you do that?
Be clever.
I think we could beat Marshall Warfield's team for sure.
Someone text in, you need to start writing down all the stories from Paige and go over them at the end of the year.
Yeah,
that would be fun. You do have. I mean
that story.
Let's write a book together about you.
That I did. I mean, that scared the hell out of me.
I would. God bless you.
I was just terrified.
I wouldn't. I've put him on busy for like 3 hours after that.
I know I wouldn't.
No more calls tonight, guys.
Yeah, after that, I was just really.
I'm going to rock your face off right now with some Soundgarden.
Normally, I get drunk men who want to talk dirty to me and tell me their whole life story.
Look, I apologize. That's how we met, actually.
Crying and sobbing on the phone.
This is Paige. This is P1 Sausage Smacker.
I'm going to start 69 this right now and find out who you are.
Oh, you said the right numbers.
Why would it be 69 exactly?
I'm going to come to your house and show up and straighten you out, Mr. Man.
Star 69.
I'll come up, star 69 you.
Too bad, I star 70 you. You can't do it.
Well, 69 in star if you want
what
to.
What is star 71? What would that do? Reverse it back?
I don't know. Was there a bunch of different codes?
Yeah, there was star 69 and then star 17. Used to, before you called the person, they could not star 69 you.
Preemptive. Oh,
yeah.
So yeah, you would go star 7 and then wait for the dial tone to pop back up.
Hey, if you work at AT&T and you're not on strike right now, let us know.
If
there were secret codes.
Blow the horn at us.
I know there were three of you on strike last year I saw downtown.
Signs?
Yeah. Well, the one guy was just sitting in his chair, just kind of hanging.
Notice they started doing road work right in front of that area. Almost like putting up a shield around them to not let you see the protest is still going on. That's so weird. We talk about the one across from the old library?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They were chopping up the road. Mm-hmm. There were a few guys sitting on the corner in his chair.
Sitting there in their tailgating chair. It's like now when I see those at Walmart when they have like the big kiosk full of them for like $8, I'm thinking now like, are these for tailgating or are they for protesting?
So you think about the tents, right? All the Coleman tents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Every time I see a chair, I always wonder the weight limit.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's the capacity?
Well,
oh, man.
I can tell you them plastic Adirondacks are about 250.
So I bought an office chair once.
I can tell you.
And I had this the laminate floor. And the chair was slowly sliding. I'm like, what the hell's going on? It's like I broke it. I broke it the opposite way. Like I fell into the chair.
Like downward?
Yeah, because it kept sliding the legs apart. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Where were you?
It was a slow slide. Before I could realize it, you hear like a little, it's just like the metal bending. Just kind of fell into it.
They don't make them like they used to. Why didn't Tupperware ever make chairs? I mean, you put them things. My mom's got some Tupperware
old
that I know
Tupperware
has been around
forever.
Since I was in high school.
It does.
Through microwaves, through dishwashers.
Yeah,
stuff.
You can't melt them in the dishwasher.
Make toilet seats.
Tupperware.
Yeah, dirty that we
seal.
I got Corningware, Matthew. Corningware toilets.
I still have a Corningware that just is amazing.
Could you imagine the accidental streaks you'd get on a plastic Tupperware toilet seat?
Oh, yeah.
Just getting off it.
That's going to make noises in the middle of the night. What was that noise? That big popping sound. Oh, it's the Tupperware
I broke
seat.
A toilet seat over the break.
Oh, really? It your own?
Yeah, but it was a plastic one. I'm like,
how did it break? Did it break down? Or
did you make it go sideways?
Did it break the hooks off the back or did the actual... The arms of it, I guess it would be.
I broke one of the snaps on the back that snaps over the plastic screw.
Yeah.
And it kind of shifted the toilet seat. And I'm like, that sucks.
Man, those,
so I got a wood one.
Those porcelains, those are hardcore.
Uh-huh.
I missed the pillow seat. I couldn't find one.
Those are
the poofy ones.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they make that sound.
it's like
a gay guy farting.
It's like an 18-wheeler putting on the brakes.
Okay, yeah. I don't know what to think of this right? morning.
I should say one particular one. It used to be one that we'd all run around with and stuff. And I was like, what was that deep sigh? And he's like, I farted. Because it sounded like,
aw. Like he was just tired.
Not all. I should say one particular one. All right, there we go.
That'd be a hazard of the personal life there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
I tell that guy, you might want to warn your dates. Give me some action going
on. I'm not frustrated. I'm just gassy.
Better look out.
There you are.
It's like
gaseous clay.
It's like putting your eye right down the barrel of a gun.
Going out, coming out looking like the target dog.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say Spuds McKenzie. I don't know how far that would remove us from some parts of the audience. I have to think 25-54, you know?
People looking them up.
You'd get it, half of you'd be like, who the hell is Spuds McKenzie? Well, he's related to Balls McButter. You don't know him?
Is that the same madman that was born in the stall of the Ice House Brewery?
Oh, Lord God.
I tell you what. How much? Like, literally, what, minutes? Two?
Yeah, if.
Okay. Well, trying to work all this in like less than 2 minutes.
That was fast.
Yeah, it was. It was real fast.
I mean, Tupperware toilet seats is a great idea.
You think they would have had to look into it. In this day and time when you can go get a Snickers pancakes at Ingles, you know what I'm saying? All these weird mix-in kind of collaborative food efforts now.
Not seen college toilet seats. Not a single thing.
God, fanatics, jump on it. Actually, like, why would they not do the opposite of that? And like, you could, like, for instance, Fab, well, you're a Clemson fan. You could take a dump on Gamecocks toilet seats.
Oh, I would buy Gamecocks toilet and miss on purpose. I'd whiz all
over. You sell urinal cakes or something.
You steal your bathroom. You want to make it nasty?
Go the Colonel Tom way of like, selling both sides of the fandom, you know?
Oh, yeah.
House divided.
I love Elvis buttons, and he also made I hate Elvis buttons, and he sold both of them.
Tom, what is this, man?
Hey, come on. I don't like this. Elvis,
you're making just as much money on it, but I don't get it, though, man.
Well, Tom, what are you doing?
Bad vibe you're putting out there, brother.
Come on, brother.
He probably didn't even say brother.
Probably not.
It sounds like he would have. All right. So we'll get into the mail sack today, the Rise Guys at AOL.com. There's some real zingers in there because we haven't done it in like 2 months. So
it's been a while.
Yeah, it's amazing the ones that we had to just throw away because they were like Christmas questions and stuff.
Yeah, or can you give me an answer or a shout out by, hey, the 20th?
Yeah. I'm getting engaged on New Year's Eve. Is this a good way to do it? We didn't see him until the second.
Yeah, sorry.
And we'll do a bunch of phone calls as well. Feel free to call us. On the TLC Motors,
I don't know the status of.
Just call us 1-800-774-0093. If there's any do goods, I'll do those myself later. You know what I'm saying? If I've missed out a sponsor, if I have or haven't, I don't know. And then the TLCMotors.com text line, that's 72341. Don't you do it while you're driving. Talking about texting. And, standard data text rates. Paige, what is up in the play?
Well, there's a high probability that you might be getting divorced today. I'll tell you why
I'm
next.
Not.
In your eyes, guys, headline.
Paige, we can both guarantee that will not happen for either one of us.
No. Ever again. Yeah. I've never been divorced.
Well, I have. And today won't be the day.
No, not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I'll never get divorced again. I can guarantee you that, my friend.
I hope not.
I ain't going to do it.
No. All right. Cheaper to keep her. What was the opposite of that for men? Because you can't do keep him. Like, what is that?
It'd be the same thing.
Cheaper to keep him?
Yeah, but it's got to be like a cool saying. Like,
yeah. Like, be a sweetie, wipe the seedy kind of thing. Mm. Come up with that before we come back.
Oh, don't be rude. Keep
cheaper
the
to keep them. I mean, for sure.
Oh yeah, happy Monday, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whatever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
We begin with this. If you're going to break up, today's the day. Happy Divorce Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Did you not know that? Probably not.
No, it wasn't on my day planner.
It wasn't.
They put all these Rosh Hashanahs and all this on here, but not. I did not see the Divorce Day.
All right.
Is that, how do you celebrate?
Well, the first working Monday
play some Tammy Wynette, George Jones.
I know how, actually.
How to play that song?
No, how people celebrate. They'll stand in a picture in the parking lot of the courthouse back to back, pointing at each other. You say we're officially divorced.
See, that's when it ended good, though. Like that, if it ended bad, no one's going to pose for that.
And if it's on a Friday, they're like, oh, we're going out tonight.
Well, you know what? So are we. All right, it's the cop.
We'll be there. You should just divorce each other. So do we.
Yeah.
We'll be outside.
We're not partners anymore. Get out of here, Hobbs.
You going outside tonight to whore around because you're a free woman? So are we.
I meant Hooch, not Hobbs.
Is it
Tucker and Hobbs or Tucker and Hooch? Turner. All right, screw
Tucker
it.
And Hooch.
Tucker and Hooch is a bootleg version.
This is a day that you're most likely to get dumped, and it's not clear if it's true or not, but the stats show that this day in January probably does deserve the title of the divorce month. And the study in 2020 found that Google searches for things like quickie divorce more than double every January.
Remember last All Advice show, which, by the way, is tomorrow, first one of the year All Advice show. Remember the guy who called in and was it a TNC where he wanted to stay together? His wife and him had agreed they were going to get divorced.
Yes.
But he wanted to wait until after Christmas to get through the holidays.
Yes. Because
So that's what it all probably
exactly
goes with.
Nailed it. That's what it is. November and December, people just want to get through the holidays, or sometimes all the holiday stress can be the final straw that breaks the camel's back. You know, especially if you don't get along and you wait till and you're just bickering and fighting all through Christmas, and then finally you're done.
It's odd when they're like,
done.
We live together, but we're not together. Now, if you know she's in a position where she can't leave, you're like, you know, I'm not going to leave. It's like Costanza when they fired him, but he keeps showing up to work.
I couldn't imagine the agony of filing for divorce, but having to see that person every day.
God.
With the snide remarks.
Knowing, like they get, you're sitting there and you know that he's about to get served, and you're like looking out the window, and suddenly the doorbell rings and she's like, honey, won't you get it? You always answer the door.
You get it.
I don't want to answer this one. You should get it.
I got the runs. Why don't you get it?
Okay. You go get it. I'll be here.
What if he, all right, I'll get it. And he opens it, but he stands behind it where you see her in the door, and he's like, you know.
They can't like make it into an airplane to throw it at you, can
they? You have to sign for it.
Yeah.
Can't mangle the doctor.
They get creative, right?
Yeah.
They have to.
I'm thinking of, Pineapple Express, right?
Yeah. That was his job.
He was, hey, can I get your autograph? All right, you just got served.
I'm like, if somebody walks up to you shouting your name and you don't know him, just don't answer.
Mm-mm.
Run.
Or what if you kick it back to him like, you got reserved, bitch?
Well, I mean, but sometimes, yeah. I've done that before. Not with getting served papers or anything, but there was... this is like from the heart now. I was somewhere and it was during a busy, maybe it was Christmas, I don't know. But anyway, I was at a store and I heard somebody holler my name and I had to just get out of where I was at. And I just ignored them. I just kept going. And I could see in the door of the store, the reflection behind me, the waving of the I usually will. I mean, you know, whatever that particular time though, I don't know.
That might top the pool story.
It's the pool story.
I think somebody noticed you at the pool.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, you know, the smaller community.
Yeah.
They might notice you again, but I can't remember if you said it's not me or like you just didn't say anything.
I pretended that I had on headphones. Or I pretended that I had on earbuds or whatever.
You couldn't hear.
Yeah.
You did the trick where you put the phone up and nobody else could see it. I could. So it worked, I guess, but the damn phone was upside down.
It was upside down. And then there was one time when I did that, and then you knew I was doing it, and you called my phone to make it ring in my ear. You dick. Never tell anybody your hack moves or whatever.
I love you, fat boy.
That was so good. And then you hear him laughing down the hall. It's like, you bastard.
But you just looked at him like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Oh, did they hang up? They're calling me back again, apparently. Hello, are you there?
That old gimmick. It doesn't work. We all know what you're doing.
Yeah. You know what we used to do that was great? This is back in the days after the show. We'd all immediately go to the office.
Yeah.
But we had the door open. And if somebody aggravated us or the conversation was too loud, we'd passive-aggressively slam the door. And nobody would say anything for a good minute.
Oh, yeah. It would be the awkward silence. Well, it was just like, I mean, if you work in an office, you know those people, let's say it's in a cubicle, they talk from cubicle to cubicle. They don't, like, get up and walk over there. They, like, scream.
Oh, I know
so
somebody
annoying.
Who was notoriously
That's the
way.
Ones we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
If somebody had a big mouth Billy Bass on the wall.
And
he couldn't see it.
You would activate it and him not know you activated it.
Especially when he's on the phone.
Oh, my God. God, we were dicks.
Oh, you were?
We were not good office mates.
Were?
It was positioned to where when he would turn on the phone.
Uh-huh. New year, Paige, new us.
His back was to it. You can sneak in and press it.
You start waving your hands to make it go off. And it's like, oh, hold on a minute. Yeah, it's a Billy Bass. Yeah, hold on. Let me turn it off. Let me take the batteries out.
Hang on.
Never take the batteries out, though. He never took the batteries out.
I don't know if you figured
that
out.
That person. I remember when I stole his pen.
Where's my pen?
Bless.
Like, hang on now. It's probably in that big M&M.
Gear down, sucker. Bless him.
Yeah, that was fun.
He did one story there.
I did.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Yep. Everybody getting divorced.
That's a sign of a good news. That's a good story, though.
I thought Rob could be making so much money today if he just do family law.
Yeah, but that, oh, man.
He'd be a heat-seeking missile.
Sorry.
Hey, folks.
But also, like, imagine having to, like, I guess with, like, anything else, you'd get numb to it after a while, but, like, having to deal with that, like,
oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to carry that burden around with me.
What did we learn? Happy Divorce Day. I'm Paige, and those are your eyes, guys.
Happy Divorce Day. Hope the only thing you do today is split your pants.
Nothing else.
We're going to split up. That's my left pocket talking to my right pocket. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
The NFL season, regular season is over. So you know what today is, right?
Divorce Day.
Black Monday.
The other one?
Yeah, a bunch of coaches are going to get fired. Plus, it's a history-making day. Tonight's the big debut on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. We're going to see if Netflix has figured out their buffering issues tonight.
There might be a lot of surprises in store for you tonight.
Well, they're not denying any of the rumors, which is smart by them, because if that's not going to happen, they didn't say it. They just didn't deny it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, if that drone show video is real that I saw, you might see this guy tonight.
What?
Uh-oh.
I don't know what he's going to do. But
I'm on.
He'll be hawking his beer.
I'm going to put on a pull-up tonight. If that happens, I'm going to piss my pants. I really will.
Oh, I might, man. Regardless, but I'm still going to watch it.
Well, still, watch it anyway.
Just for fun.
All right, sports next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys. This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
On this day in sports history, let me give this to you. This gentleman bought the Atlanta Braves for 50 years ago. 50.
Damn.
1975, he bought the Atlanta Braves for $11 million.
Man.
Damn.
Are you referring to Mr. Jane Fonda himself?
I am.
Theodore Turner.
Did you watch his documentary by chance?
No, I used to keep a running list and I quit doing it because I
He doesn't live in Atlanta anymore.
No.
No one does.
It's it's pretty good. You have more of an appreciation for Ted Turner after watching it.
I've never not.
Yeah.
I thought he was a smart dude. A guy who bought a... Think about that. You buy a local radio, local TV station, albeit Atlanta, and then you make it a national station. I mean, that's unheard of. Yeah. It was brilliant.
It was just a guy that took businesses to the next level.
Yep.
Without purposefully trying to screw people over.
Yep.
And just was a real funny dude about it. And it sucks now he's got Lewy body dementia, and I think he's living somewhere in Montana or New Mexico.
He owns a lot of it.
He owns like a whole state somewhere.
Oh, he's got ranches everywhere.
Beautiful.
Dude ranches.
What?
Hey now.
What is a dude ranch?
It sounds...
Nobody explained to me what that was.
A dude ranch?
Yeah,
where they ride horses.
Like, is it...
It sounds... I guess with today's connotations, it sounds like a Brokeback Mountain kind of thing.
Like a man retreat. Going to the dude ranch.
What was it called, Brokeback, by the way?
It's, I don't know.
It's what you're going to feel like coming down that mountain. You got it, back's broke.
God, I forgot the Cousin Eddie was in that movie. He's the one that suspected them of hooking up.
Oh my God. That seems beneath him to do a role like that.
That's an Eddie.
I get to kill him, don't I?
That's not the only thing that happened. 31 years ago in 1994, mm-hmm. It happened in Detroit. It happened to her right leg with a crowbar.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
Kerrigan.
Ice skating.
Jeff Galuli.
Nancy Kerrigan. It's my little note.
Where is that at? Where's the crowbar? That's, I mean, somebody point. Had to take it home as a
souvenir.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Plus, if you could go back from the future and tell Nancy Kerrigan, look, you're about to get crowbarred, but unfortunately, you're going to be the victim of this for like 40 years ahead.
Seeing her cry is the worst sounding thing.
The lady responsible for it is going to have a movie with an Academy Award winner playing her.
That's true. And just really, they're going to make her look way, 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 way better.
Very pretty.
I think of the girl who was the real, the movie Monster, was that based on a true story?
Yeah. Eileen Wuornos. She was, I think, the only female
serial
killer.
Was she that ugly?
Yeah.
Oh, God. At least they made that legit, though.
And she's
beautiful. Took a beautiful starlet and made her look ugly.
Remember, that used to be one of our what-ifs. Like, you could hook up with Charlize Theron, but...
She's dressed as Monster.
I know. Like, come on. Oh. Like, if you cover up her face, it'd be pretty good still. But she's got a great face. You want
to
see it.
Paige, you get to make love to Eric Stoltz. Huh. But he's dressed as... Elephant Man or whatever he played. Mask. Rocky Dennis.
Okay.
He's looking like Sloth's brother from Ireland.
Well, that could be the next Rocky. Rocky versus Rocky Dennis.
Oh, Lord.
Broke my wrist punching him.
I sound like Kevin Nash.
No, stop.
It's like Kevin Nash went to the dentist. Hey, you get a couple teeth pulled. Go to Columbia and do that, too.
Oh, my
Why
God.
Why is everything around me floating now? He's on the gas now.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Dad. What are you
I
doing?
I see you, Scott. What are you doing?
What are you guys doing to me? Hey, I slapped the leg for me. I can't reach.
He'd have to have long arms to slap his legs. I mean, hell.
It's probably something else slapping both of them when he
Lord
gets
up. Lord have mercy.
There's
like a grandfather clock.
Tonight's Raw, a lot of guests. This is John Cena's farewell tour. Now, what I heard, I don't know if this is true, he's going to do close to a full-time schedule. Like, you know, he's Rumble's coming up.
Yeah.
I don't want to say what I saw about that leaked. You know.
Wait, is he coming out as number 27?
Well, that's the thing. They leaked the order of entrance.
Whoever comes out at 27, it's like 90% of the time the winner. I don't know what that is with that number, but that's the way, you know, the history has shown itself.
The Rock pretty
that's
much.
It's a nerd thing to know, but...
The Rock pretty much said he's coming. Now, I don't
well, they've know. Included him on every promo. So if they didn't, they would be bait and switching like hell, which they've been known to do. They just called a swerve.
Hmm.
I don't know where it's at tonight, but, you know, The Rock was at
it's in L.A. at the Intuit. Intuit? Is that how you say it?
Oh, the Intuit? New where the Clippers play. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense because The Rock was already in Los Angeles at the Golden Globes last night.
Oh, yeah.
He was presenting.
Oh, I missed it.
With the girl that plays Moana, which... Has big hooters just out of nowhere.
How old is she now?
I think she's like 20 or 21.
Okay.
But yeah, people, it became a story because people were asking her, you know, would you play the, like the live action, you know, Moana or whatever it is.
What's Moana.
Her yeah. What's her name?
I don't know her name.
Paige wants to see how big her boobies are.
No, I was just wondering who it is.
She's asking for a friend.
Of. She's like, I can't do it because, you know, I'm older and it's a kid. Plus, you know, have you seen these jugs?
Was it live action or is it animated?
It's animated, but they talked about doing a live action one.
Oh, I
they
see.
They asked her if she would ever, excuse me, asked if she would ever play in the live action character. She's like, I can't do it. So, you know, it's a little girl. I haven't seen it. She says it's a little girl. I'm older. You know, Moana's not hung up top like I am.
Her name is Chloe Alulili Cravelho.
Good luck with that, buddy.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
If you had Gerard Mayo on your bingo card and his coach is getting fired,
Gerard Mayo.
Go ahead and cross it off. It's not Jared Mayo, as some people like to say. He was fired after the Patriots yesterday worked themselves out of the top pick by actually winning a football game. He won the game and got fired.
Oh, good that Lord. Sucks.
Well, that, who else did that happen to? A legendary coach. Oh, we'll figure it out later.
I can't remember who it was. It seems to happen a lot. It's hard to tank in the NFL.
Bill Parcell. Anyway, God bless. There's so much going on in my head right here. Moana is 24, by the way.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew she was old enough to take a peek at him. But
right.
I fell out.
Right.
Yeah, whip out of here.
Okay. It's a way to stop it. Times your shift at Walmart. I'm kidding.
Moana don't play sports. But.
Nah, she don't. But you have to. I mean, The Rock did. And sports entertainment and all that stuff.
Yeah. She's got hitters the size of softballs at least. So, you know, we tie them all together.
So, yeah, but not in the end of a sock. But the big things will be on there tonight, though, for real.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, they say if you have the ad-free plan, you're not going to get any commercials, at least for now.
Well, that makes sense. What do? You get to hear Michael Cole talking crap off the air or whatever?
I just see Triple H says it's hard to do that, an hour's worth of commercial-free, because you don't always have the packages to back you up, or something could go wrong, and you can't really switch here or there. So we're going to see how. Obviously, they'll change it. Netflix will want to make money off it, but I assume it's still 3 hours.
Yeah, but they've been, if you've, I know you don't really watch as much, nor do I, but what I have seen lately is that they are doing what we like here in the business call live read, where there'll be action going on. You'll see a little QR code. This new movie from DreamWorks is coming out. Scan that code for more information.
Like scan it.
Dropping it within the, which I would love to do that on here.
I'm back in tonight full force every week. I want to follow it, especially if it's Cena's farewell tour.
Yeah.
I want to see how they
get a big Cena mark.
How they book it. Well, look, it's supposed to be star-studded. Yeah. You got to figure it's going to keep up a little bit.
I know why you like him. He wears shorts all the time, too.
He's cute, isn't he?
That's what it is.
Boy.
It really is.
And you never give up. And you have a towel with your face on it in your back pocket right now.
I gave up on wearing pants.
Yeah.
I got wristbands.
Lord. All right.
If you can't see me, something's wrong.
Good Lord.
What's the eye doctor, the proctologist? I need to go see one.
God, being a Southern, growing up in the South, I don't know all those ologists. I just knew eye doctor, foot doctor, heart doctor. It wasn't until my 20s that I was like, what's an oncologist? And why are they always working?
A blood doctor.
That's what it is.
Oncologist. You know, I didn't know
I
what
it
meant.
Was.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. We will we'll take a break. We'll come back. We're getting into the mail sacks. You can get in those emails if you'd like. If you're real timid and don't like calling in, and I'd rather email theriseguys@aol.com. And we'll get at some phone calls as well. 1-800-774-0093.
Happy Monday. KP1. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.